Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today I'm going to be talking about, after 5 years of overlanding, what is my favorite gear? What are the top five things that I still use every trip that I love? So if you have questions about gear, if you're kind of like, should I get this piece or that piece? Again, this isn't necessarily the Bible that you have to stick to, but it should hopefully give you some good information and some reasons why I still use that gear so that it can help you prioritize your gear selections when you are getting started in an overlanding or thinking of changing up your setup. So if you want to hear more about my top five things that I still use on every trip, stay tuned. All right, guys, so as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm talking about my top five pieces of gear that I still use on every single trip. So I wanted to kind of break this out into five different things. These were all kind of what I would call game changers, which I know we YouTubers say that a lot in the overlanding space, but these pieces of gear are things that I use literally every single trip. So first item that I use on every single trip is my fridge. Now, I've had multiple different types of fridges. There are a huge variety of fridges ranging from $150 to $200 all the way up to thousands of dollars. This is my new Iceco APL 55. This thing is a beast. It is extremely well made. It's weather resistant. It's a dual zone, so it has a ton of features. Would I recommend starting with this one? Maybe, maybe not. It depends on your needs. But if you are very budget conscious, this may not be the fridge for you, but there are a number of fridges that would be. However, regardless of what kind of fridge you have, what I would say is that a fridge in general is a game changer for overlanding. It's one of my favorite pieces of gear. I've been running a fridge for basically the last four and a half years. I started with a Yeti style rotoformed cooler, and once I switched to a fridge, I have never gone back. I have had one in my rig full time for the last four and a half years. They really just make everything easier. You can put warm drinks in them and it will cool them. You don't have to worry about ice. You don't have to worry about leaks. You don't have to worry about ruining your food because the ice melts and it gets in with your steak and turns it gray and disgusting. You could, if you wanted to, if you have a big enough secondary battery, you can run it 24/7. And sometimes I use it when I'm going to the grocery store. I'll put my cold stuff in there so that I can extend my trip home and hit some other errands and stuff. So, I mean, literally, if you have room for it, having a fridge will change the way that you take trips and the way that you overland for the better. All right, so my next piece of gear that I cannot live without and I use on every single trip is my rooftop tent. Now, I've had about four different rooftop tents over the last 5 years. Part of the reason for that is changing needs. Part of the reason for that is changing budgets, right? But again, whether you get something like my Open Road rooftop tent, which is an amazing tent with a ton of features that is just has a ton of room in it. It closes up really fast. It opens up really fast. Regardless of what kind of rooftop tent you get, once you go rooftop tent, there are a lot of haters out there, and feel free to post up in the comments down below if you disagree with me. But I'm telling you, once I got my rooftop tent, it has made me go on more trips. It's made going on trips easier. It's made setting up so much easier. It saved me time, you know, going and coming back. Tearing down, I'm done before everybody else. Like, it's just, having a rooftop tent is just amazing. It's the closest thing to having a bed on the road that you can have. I just don't sleep the same in a ground tent as I do in a rooftop tent. It's just more comfortable. Not to mention there are the other benefits of being up off the ground, being away from animals and things like that. There are some benefits that come with it that you just don't really think about. But mainly, having something that's on top of my rig, ready to go whenever I am, means I can just grab a backpack and go a lot of the times, which helps me get out on more trips. If my wife says last minute, hey, you can go this weekend, boom. I just have to pack a little bit of food and grab a backpack and I head out and I'm on my way. I don't have to worry about packing so much stuff or moving bins in and out of the vehicle because the rooftop tent is always there. Another sort of added benefit that nobody really talks about, if you have an open bed like I do on a midsize or full-size truck, it basically acts as a roof over all my gear. So my Iceco fridge is back there in the back. I carry bins and stuff. I'll carry jerry cans. I have other gear that's under there, and that really protects it from quite a bit of weather. So it also kind of acts as a roof and helps protect your gear from a security standpoint and from a weather standpoint. Okay, the next must-have piece of gear is actually in this little black box in the back of my truck. I have a 200 amp hour house battery back there. And so if you do a lot of camping, overlanding, things like that, having a dual battery setup is important and will help save you a ton of time. It will help you run more accessories. It got me good peace of mind so that I don't have to worry as much about killing my battery and stuff, which was a concern. I used to kill battery pretty frequently when I was running a fridge and or a diesel heater, things like that. Now, I run a Red Arc TVMS, Total Vehicle Management System, on my truck. This is a very pricey piece of gear. For the full system, for the Red Vision display and the TVMS, the Total Vehicle Management System controller, and the Manager 30, which is what actually shunts the power through everything, it's a little over $2,000. So you can spend as much as you want on this stuff or as little as you want on this stuff. You could go as cheap as just a dual battery isolator and then pick up some sort of a secondary battery. Now, obviously the Red Arc is really super fancy. It gives me Bluetooth controls and things, so I can turn my fridge on and off from up here. I can turn on my strobe lights. I've got, you know, various things on here, my Wii Boost. I can turn that on and off on here. It'll show me how much power everything's drawing when I turn on new things. It'll show me how much power is coming in from solar. So there are some really cool features about the Red Vision. And I do recommend it, and I recommend my Iceco fridge, and I recommend my Open Road rooftop tent. But again, the point of this podcast, this video, is to tell you guys, these are things that you can get for a variety of budgets. Do not feel influenced to buy a certain thing just because you see someone using it. But I think having a fridge is a game changer and will improve your trips. I think having a rooftop tent is a game changer and will improve your trips. And I think having some sort of a dual battery setup then allows you to power that fridge. It allows you to power a diesel heater. It allows you to power so much more and charge things. So it's kind of a game changer. And just having some sort of a dual battery system is awesome and has, again, totally changed the way that I do overlanding trips. All right, so the next thing that I would definitely say has changed my trips for the better, and pretty much for the last three vehicles, since I modified that first one from stock, I've not modified my vehicles, is just a little bit of lift and some slightly bigger tires. You don't have to go crazy. Again, this is going to be very dependent on your vehicle. You know, a Jeep, oftentimes like a Jeep Wrangler or a Gladiator, may come on 33s or even 35s. On the Nissan trucks, they come on 32s basically for the Pro 4X, or 31s on the non-Pro 4X models. I put a small, about 2-inch lift on my truck and then 33-inch tires. But that difference, that little bit of extra room, the tires, you know, obviously when you put on bigger tires, they actually lift the truck up. That has made a huge difference in just the places I've been able to access. And again, I didn't go crazy on this truck. On my old truck, I had a Titan swap, which means, if you're not a Nissan person, that I have full-size Nissan Titan stuff underneath of here, suspension-wise, upper control arms, that sort of stuff, that allows me to do a bigger lift. And this has 35s on it, the old truck. That thing was amazingly capable for a Nissan Frontier. But again, on the new truck, I just wanted at least a little bit of lift. Just give me a little bit more clearance. Give me a little bit more room for fun activities off-road. And again, you can get to a lot of places that you couldn't get in a stock rig. And you don't have to change, you know, geometry of your drive shaft or anything like that. You can just make minimal modifications to the vehicle and add some slightly bigger tires. And that is a game changer. So again, don't let people influence you online and tell you that you need to lift it 20 inches and put it on 40s or anything like that. If you don't want to be a rock crawler, you don't have to be a rock crawler, especially for overlanding. All right, and so my final modification, my final thing that has sort of changed my overlanding trips for the better, is lighting improvements. Now, again, I run ditch lights. These co-lights are really nice. I've had some Nove sights that are really nice. My lights down here in the bumper are replaced with Nove sights. Upgrading lighting is extremely important for a number of reasons. For safety, for, you know, I live in Indiana in the Midwest here. We've got a lot of deer and things like that. So especially in the mornings when I'm coming home, there are going to be deer everywhere. If you have an older rig, your headlights are probably atrocious. Like my old 05 Xterra, the headlights were terrible. So upgrading those to, you know, some sort of like an LED replacement bulb at least, or maybe a full replacement like HID or retrofit headlight, makes a huge difference in just your safety and your ability to see ahead of you. And when you're off-roading and doing things like that, it's very important that you can actually see kind of where you're going, and you can see deer and other obstacles and things like that, down trees, that sort of thing. So lighting is extremely important. And again, on every truck that I run, I pretty much modify the lighting. As you can see on my old Frontier here, I've got these big 6.5-inch spots on the front. Plus I've got ditch lights. Plus then I've got a light bar up on the roof. And I've got lights down here in the bumper. So again, on every truck that I've got now, I'm upgrading lights for safety reasons and then also just for visibility reasons. All right, guys, so that was my top five things that I still use on every trip. I mean, without a fridge, I'm just kind of lost, right? So there are a ton of things that have really changed my trips for the better. The rooftop tent, you know, as I mentioned, just all these awesome things that have been amazing. So again, wanted to touch on the things that I use every single trip, and I hope that that was helpful for you. Next week on the podcast / this video vlog version, I'm going to be doing the five things that I don't really use. So if you want to kind of hear the antecedent to this video, stay tuned for next Sunday for the next episode of the podcast, where I'm going to kind of talk through the things that I don't use anymore. And again, hopefully that will provide you with even more info for things that you may want to avoid if you have a similar situation to me. So again, I hope that was helpful for you. If you are on YouTube and it was, click that like button. If you're not already subscribed, make sure to click that subscribe button. Click the bell to be notified when new videos drop. I do a couple every week, one like this that's more like a podcast. And then I also do things like gear feature videos where I talk about different types of gear that I use, things like do-it-yourself modifications. I'm more of a budget-minded person historically, so I like to make my own stuff and find ways to save money off the overland tax. So again, there should be tons of great content here for you. Make sure to subscribe. If you're on the podcast, add it to your favorites. Leave a 5-star review if you don't mind. That helps a ton. It helps other people find the podcast, and I appreciate it. In the description down below will be links to all my social channels. So wherever you want to come hang out, I'd love to have you come over to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, wherever you want to hang out, I'm there. Also below this video on YouTube is a join button. If you click that button, it's kind of a passive way to support the channel. It gets you some early access to the video and the podcast. It's just kind of a neat thing to passively support the channel, but no pressure whatsoever, only if you want to. Also in the description down below will be a link to all the things that I mentioned. So if you want quick, easy ways to find this awesome rooftop tent or this Ice Co fridge, I'll put links to all that stuff down in the description below. There'll also be a link to my website where I've got funny overlanding camping themed patches and stickers. Funny stuff like, you know, don't burn your wiener and it's a hot dog. So if you're looking for funny patches and stickers to sort of slap on your rooftop tent or slap on your fridge or your rig, check that out. And then last but not least, there is a link to my Patreon page where we've got a 24/7 Discord. We do a once a month Zoom call and we're doing a couple trips every year. So tons of fun to be had in there and awesome, awesome people in that group. And I appreciate the support. And then the Newbie Overlanders Facebook page, totally free to join. Tons of awesome members in there. If you're newer to overlanding especially, or if you're just kind of tired of the bigger groups, that may be a great place for you. And we'd love to have you there as well. So again, thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and I hope you tune in next week for the 5 things that I don't use anymore, because that's going to be a great episode as well. Have a good one.